Es ist ja schon bitter. Also viele elektronische Geräte, die man heute kaufen kann, kriegen in der Produktion absichtlich Sollbruchstellen eingebaut, damit sie schnell kaputt gehen und man dann schnell ein neues kaufen muss. Reparieren lohnt sich nicht und ist auch in der Regel gar nicht vorgesehen. Es gibt zum Teil auch gar nicht mehr die richtigen Ersatzteile dafür. Und dann steht man da mit dem kaputten Fernseher oder dem kaputten Nintendo oder der Fotokamera und kann das alte Gerät eigentlich nur noch wegschmeißen. Viel zu schade. Das wegzuschmeißen, das meinen auf jeden Fall die sogenannten Circuit-Bender. Das sind Leute, die Kenntnisse in physikalischen Schaltkreisen haben und die sich auch trauen, an der Elektronik rumzuschrauben. André Cicil hat zwei Circuit-Bender getroffen und sie über ihre Leidenschaft erzählen lassen. Peter Edwards und Kyle Evans.
A lot of our modern technology is designed to fail nowadays. It's designed to break over time so that it has to be replaced, but it's not also made to be repaired.
Taking pre-existing technology and making it do something that you weren't, that unintended, basically.
Nowadays, if someone's flat screen goes out, you literally throw it away, you know, and you buy a new one.
And in the case of circuit bending, it's often taking simple audio electronics like children's toys and modifying the circuit in almost a haphazard way, like not really knowing exactly what you're doing or why, and just getting something new.
Exploring these older technologies, you know, using these old technologies in ways that we just never saw before, and saying that they still have purpose. You know, we can still do something with them. We don't have to just throw them away.
My name is Pete Edwards, also known as Casper Electronics. I'm performing at Transmedial in Berlin at the House of the Cultures of the World. The installation is Refunk Media, and it's originally a project by Benjamin Gulan from Dublin. And basically what you have is this long, bizarre collection of broken stuff. There's a Nintendo talking to a kid's toy Echo megaphone, which is then communicating with a camera, which is going to a TV. But there's this whole strange, kind of absurdly complex network of signals passing between the whole thing. And in the end, you get this sculptural object as well as this sort of functional display. Is just showing that there are things that you didn't expect that live within these devices. Whether or not they are useful is not necessarily even that important. You just start from saying, look, there's something that you didn't know was there. And what I like as an artist is I can just say, look, you didn't expect that it's neat or fun. Considering something obsolete is a human concept. It's not an absolute truth.
I'm Kyle Evans. I work a lot with audiovisual material. I come from an experimental music background. That's where my schooling is. But then I also have a lot of experience in new media art, in working with new and old technologies and trying to blend them in different ways. As an artist, I've been working with CRT televisions for some time and working with their capabilities as a visualization tool, but also as a cultural object. You know, I mean, it is an artifact. It is it is displaying something out of our memories. A medium that people are no longer exploring because it is being abandoned. These CRT televisions are dumb devices. You can do pretty much whatever you want to them, and they will they'll take it. They'll just display whatever kind of signal that you plug into it. While on the other hand, a newer flat-screen television, if you try to deliver it a signal that's disrupted, distorted, or something to experiment with it, it'll immediately block you out. So it becomes this concealed black box that you can never tap into. There's something quite beautiful about about these old devices that they allow you to modify them. They allow you to experiment with them. You can tell there's points that you can hack and bend that create interesting outcomes rather than just breaking. So I think that's why I like a lot of circuit benders that make like hack toys and stuff. They use a lot of older toys, like the Speak and Spell is, you know, your standard circuit bent instrument, because there's a reason for it, because it's open. There is a movement of artists that are working within this type of area, especially with hardware, with abandoned hardware. It's coming out of Chicago, is the Chicago Dirty New Media art scene. It's trying to celebrate the roughness of the possibilities of technology rather than the idea of the smoothness of it. You know, it's all about smooth edges and all that kind of, you know, the look of your MacBook Pro, everything's finely polished and looks really nice. That's the trend that we have going right now. But Dirty New Media Art tries to explore exactly the opposite of that, trying to show that machines and computers are just so intrinsically faulty. They're made by man, so they're gonna fail.
Computer sind von Menschen gemacht und deswegen gehen sie auch kaputt und können irgendwie manchmal nicht das tun, was sie sollen. Aber Circuit Bender, die versuchen das Ganze wieder zum Leben zu erwecken und neu zu verschalten und damit Kunst zu schaffen.